This is Chris Grabowski. I'd like to discuss image for windows. This is part two of the imaging podcasts. Image for windows can be purchased from www.bootitboootitng.com. There are some things you would need to do in order to get image for windows to image your your active partition properly. You need to download a free utility on the Terabyte website called FileLock. And what that does is it locks your partition so that you can continue to use your computer while the image is being recorded. I am going to be using Windows 5.5 Beta 1 with a TripleTalk internal PCI card. And I'm going to put the blank CD in and go to the Image for Windows.
File Quest, Image for Windows 52 of 78.
Press Enter.
Image for Windows 1.53 B next 10 button. Next 10 button cancel. Top operation backup B radio button checked 1 of 3.
Okay, it's a radio button.
Operation restore R radio button checked 2 of 3. Bottom operation validate B radio button checked 3 of 3.
So actually, this is what the same, if you remember image for DOS, these are the same items that were on the menu.
Operation restore R radio button checked 2 of 3. Top operation backup B radio button checked 1 of 3.
We'll press enter on the next button.
Settings S button. Next 10 button. Next 10. Cancel. Select partition to backup. Unchecked HD 0. Expanded 2 items. Depth 1 tree view. Unchecked DMBR 0 for D179 MB FAT 32011 of 2 depth 2. Unchecked CPRI 0 148439 MB HDFS NTFS 022 of 2. Space unchecked CPRI 0 148439 MB HDF. Select partition to backup unchecked CPRI 0 148439 MB HDFS NTFS 022 of 2 depth 2 HD 0 depth 1.
Okay, I don't know why it's saying unchecked, but it is checked.
Previous P button. Next 10 button. Edit box browse W.
Now we have to shift tab.
Select destination file depth 1 tree view.
The destination is a file. Do we want to put it on a file on another drive, on another computer, if you have a network or on another partition?
CD expanded 1 item.
There's a CD.
ENET DVD RWND 2100 at 1 of 1 depth 2.
And it found the only writer that I have in my computer.
HD 0 closed depth 1. ENET DVD RWND 2100 at 1 of 1 depth 2.
So it's tab.
CD speed top optimal 1 of 7 combo box.
You have optimal.
No compression and checkbox unchecked.
No compression.
Validate B checkbox checked.
You want to validate.
Byte for byte B checkbox unchecked. CD speed validate disk checkbox unchecked. Previous P button. Finish F button.
So we'll press enter on finish.
Cancel button.
Now the tray opened and it wants me to put the CD in. So I'll put the CD in. If you read your window.
Image for Windows 1.53B image is now processing the following operation backup source PRI 0C destination NIC DVD RWND 2100 at PHY lock waiting. Previous P button disabled default next 10 button disabled cancel button.
And if you read your progress bar.
PHY lock waiting. Progress 0%. OK button dialog image for Windows 1.53B insert a blank disk for volume 1 default OK button cancel button image for Windows 1.53B.
So I just press enter on OK. And let's read our progress bar.
In imaging in progress. Progress 0%.
So So now at this point, I can do other things.
iPodder podcast receiver, the internet download accelerator. There is a Becky image for Windows 1.53b. Imaging in progress. Progress 0%.
I wouldn't suggest browsing on the internet or whatever while you're imaging your machine. You probably would want to close as many applications as you can, especially taxing applications.
Imaging in progress. Progress 1%.
Okay, so it's already 1%.
Imaging in progress. Progress 2%.
Now, what's really nice about the image for Windows, when it makes the set, it makes a bootable CD set. Actually, image for DOS does the same thing. And if you don't have access to a hardware speech synthesizer or DOS screen reader, what it does, and I've done this before on a laptop that doesn't have any serial ports or parallel ports, what you do is you put the first disk in and you turn on your computer. Then the disk, the tray will open, you know, after it's booted up, the tray opens, and it pretty much wants the last disk of the set. So you put the last disk of the set in and close the tray and hit enter, and about a couple seconds later it will eject that disk, and it pretty much wants the first disk back. So what you do is you put your first disk back in, hit enter, and then the rest of the, and then it will actually just restore the image. And when the tray pops open, you put the next disk in and the set, the second disk, then the third disk, then the fourth disk, etc., etc., etc. And when it's done, you will have your computer back to the way it was when you burned that actual image, when you created that image.
OK button dialog, image for Windows 1.53b, insert a blank disk for volume 2 default, OK button, cancel button.
Okay, and basically that CD is done, and it wants me to put the next disk in, and I will actually abort the image because I don't want to create an image at this time. So,
cancel button, image for Windows 1.53b. Image for Windows 1.53b, status failed. Image was unable to process your request. Failed, 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 the process failed. Previous P button disabled, next 10 button default, close C button.
So we'll press enter on the close button.
Next 10, close C button.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed this podcast demonstration of Image for Windows. Again, their contact information is www.bootitng.com. And if you have any questions, you can email me at chrisg@buffalo.edu.